But you talked about the kids. Here's a problem. So Christians get upset when they say, well, Pat, you know, this whole thing you're talking about, Christians and Muslims getting together and all this stuff, you don't really understand what they want to be in with Sharia law and they want to do this. Okay, no problem. So what are you upset about? Are you upset that Muslims are having more kids than you? Oh, so you don't want to compete? Got it. So you're a scared little Christian. You just want to have one or two kids. I got you. Stop being a coward and have six kids if you can. You go have eight kids. You go have five kids. Well, look at how fast Mormon church has grown. Respect to them. They have more than four or five kids. You know, when they meet somebody like, yeah, I come from a family of nine kids. Are you guys Mormons? No, we just, you know, the
oh, immediately.
Super. Yeah. No. Okay, great. Yeah, we are Mormons. Great. Guess what? Why don't Christians have nine kids? Right. Why don't you start talking? So in this insurance company that I have, I had a meeting earlier in December or January of last year. We have all these different regional events I'm going to. And my entire message was about the wrong people having too many kids, the right people having too fewer kids. Why? Because, well, we have to be financially perfect. Everything needs to be right for us to have a kid. And we're going to have two kids and that's it. Why? Is it because you can't afford it? No, we can afford it. So why is it successful financial people that make a lot of money? You don't want to have more than, well, because we have to also enjoy ourselves. Oh, okay, I got you.
Selfish.
So guess what? Then don't bitch and complain when your competition, if you're so concerned about what Muslims are doing, if you're so upset at what Mormons are doing, why don't you compete? Why don't you change your MO and start saying, hey, Christians, we need to start having more kids. And the number starts with four. Start having four kids. What happens if you start talking like that from an early on? In about 30 years, next thing you know, the Christian number is going to go from 1.7, 1.9, to all of a sudden 2.6, 2.8, 3.4, 3.9, 4.3, great. Because if you don't do it, Christians, if you're so worried, because Christians get upset at me all the time as well, even though I'm a Christian, in about 30, 40 years, yes, half the Senate's going to be Muslims. Congress people are going to be Muslims, not because they're trying to take over the world. Their job is to baptize, just like your job is to baptize, but you're a coward. You just want to have two kids. They understand legacy and protecting their, you know, what they want to do with their faith. They're having six kids. So stop complaining. Either do something about it or stop complaining. You have to compete. So this concept is also is very contradictory, you know, we're kind of like hypocrites. We're kind of saying this and complaining. And it's like, that's not fair. Look what they're doing. No, it's fair. He reads more than you do. Well, it's not fair that he made $38,000 last month, but I only made $11,000 as a realtor. He runs 42 appointments. You run 19. What do you think is going to happen, brother? What are you upset about? So either compete or stop being envious. Pick and choose one of the two. Mm. You can't do both of them. So, you know, I'm trying to come from a place here that if we truly are about wanting to increase the values, principles, morality, stuff that we believe in, we have to kind of start talking and saying really long-term type of conversations instead of short-term. Well, let him do it.
That's the problem.
Well,
nobody wants to think long-term anymore.
But guess what? I don't think it takes that many people. Mm. I don't think it takes that many people at all. I think it takes one person to light up a world. I think it takes one person to light up a league. I think it takes one Brady to inspire 50 next Bradys that's going to come up with a Mahomes to want to change the game. I think it takes one Mike for everybody to grow up saying, sometimes I dream that he is me, like Mike. I want to be like Mike. Everybody's the tongue god. You want to be Michael. It takes one Michael. It takes one Billy Graham. It takes one. So one person can give a message of hope and challenge your way of thinking to shift the way you view the world. To say, why am I being such a little pansy? Do something about it. Then when you're privately by yourself and you hear certain conversations and you're like, oh man, this was a heavy message, dude. I didn't want to freaking hear this.